friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again. Try to see it my way, only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. Why do you see it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself!
Well, stop it! I think you have to turn that one on.
Which one?
The mic.
The mic on?
Or no, you have to turn the... sorry, you have the aux has to be off.
Oh.
No, you have to pull this tuner down. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Well, the whole thing's off now.
I don't think you have to move the tuners ever. That's what those people said.
Okay, but why can't we hear each other?
I can hear you.
Oh, I can't. Maybe I'm on
your headphones. Headphones.
Oops.
Cool. Wait. Oh. Are we allowed to talk about the camera thing on the radio?
I don't know.
When,
it might be an open investigation.
I think it might be.
But sure. Mind.
It's a hypothetical situation.
Hypothetical situation. Explain it, Lauren.
Well, my friend was saying that my friend on my team's roommate had been sketched out by a new found hook in their bathroom in their dorm. And it's like a bathroom in a corner that specifically girls go to. And then it was newly in the trash at I'm guessing this creep moved out and hopefully put their textbooks in the trash, which we'll get to later. And then they looked closer at the hook thing, and it was one of those cameras, and it had a memory card in the back of it, which was then turned over to, I guess, TUPD, who's gonna investigate further and hopefully catch whoever thought that was remotely okay.
Yeah, that's actually so. Ugh,
yeah,
shatter.
So gross.
So it was there the whole year.
It was an advent this semester, I believe. It was a newly found thing that kind of struck this girl as weird and off.
Oh.
Was it recent they found it, or is this an old?
Yeah, they just got to take a close look at it now that it was in the trash today.
Oh.
And then that's when they realized it was one of those camera ones.
Like a nanny cam.
Yeah. And
but was if the SIM card was in the back of it, then no one had access.
Well, you mean they didn't keep it to watch the videos?
Yeah, that's my wonder.
Maybe they had enough footage and they're
maybe they'd watched it and then put it back in.
That would be
then threw it out. I guess you're right.
So bad.
It would be nice though if it was literally on when they hung it up.
Yeah.
And they had footage of the perp.
Yeah.
Installing the hook.
So true.
So messed up.
I know, that makes me upset.
Really messed up. And as bachelorettes, we love for girls to feel safe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which sometimes is not always on this campus.
Yeah, there's been a lot of spooky things happening on campus recently.
We still need to investigate
ourselves campus
thoroughly into what happened on Frederick last night.
Yeah.
And I feel comfortable saying this on the radio. This past, was it last semester during finals, or was it the beginning of this year?
Last semester,
I was literally walking a very short walk to our house from an academic building to our off-campus house, and I was groped by a strange man who is not a student, I believe.
Yes.
And they never caught him.
And we've had a man who is not caught also in our home this winter.
Someone's sleeping. Two people sleeping.
With the doors unlocked, which is our own doing, but it's too bad that our naivety,
was taken advantage
of. Such a bad result.
We
just feel comfortable because we go to school here, which of course complacency, you shouldn't leave doors unlocked in our house, but it's a shame that it comes to someone breaking in and watching us sleep.
There you have it.
I guess we'll go to music for right now, but to keep people listening, I will say we're talking get rich quick schemes after the music. So
stay tuned.
Thank you. la boca y ya. Love me like I'm 6 feet underneath the ground.
Love, a lot of loose ends, a lot of people that I wish I knew then. Friends beckon every second you spend, when went in the pen, every letter you send. I got a lot of love, a lot of loose ends, a lot of people that I wish I knew then. Friends beckon every second you spend, when went in the pen, every letter you send.
Yo, I've been listening to Dreamy Days. I'm in disarray. I realize it's everybody else who's still astray. I feel ashamed, I know there ain't no saving away. They went astray, I went Australia. So what I'm supposed to say to them? When all this love's out of range, everything around me changed, I'm supposed to stay the same. Turned down these free drinks I couldn't even name. And that, like all this money, isn't fucking up my brain. I've been going insane. Shell full of family remains, broken hearted, seeking none of them again. I pull the glass, stick my head out in the rain, try and find another person I can blame. Sat up on this plane, and yo, I'm praying that we don't crash. Cause every night I shiver at the sight when we go back. Cause every night could be my last, and yeah, I know that. So I crack a smile for it goes black, trust. Every second you spend, when wet in the pen, every letter you send. I got a lot of love, a lot of loose ends, a lot of people that I wish I knew then. Friends beckon every second you spend, when wet in the pen, every letter you send. I wish you'd been there when my dad had died. I wish you'd been there when my mother cried. I wish you'd been there in the dragon night to see my side, look me in my eyes when I was paralyzed, and tell me everything's alright and push it to the side. It's just a sacrifice. At times I told a bag of lies, but not a pack of lies but yours. Told a couple ones, of course it was true. You only knew me from the dramatized. I feel an agonizing risk, cause in a thousand island this is where I really wanna be. When we were cracking wise, cause it was black and white, literally black and white. White from my mother and my father was the blackest skies. I can see it's true. I see my mother up in you. Shit, I think my dad would see it too. Yeah, I just wish he knew. Every second you spend, when wet in the pen, every letter you send. I got a lot of love, a lot of loose ends, a lot of people that I wish I knew then. Friends beckon every second you spend, when wet in the pen, every letter you send. Imagine all the friends you see most,
each one you're pegging up ways, depending on you putting pen to the page. And so you break it down, checking they're paid. Another day you're heartbreaking, you were sent to the stage, you feel that same rage. Watch the crowd, watch the stage thinking shit, rather in the crowd with your mates drinking. Misbehaviors, catch another dame winking. You feel ashamed, guzzle Jaegers, your brain's sinking. You think it's deep, don't think it's depression. A misspent adolescence, but all this time, times of the essence. You would never learn from your lessons, you're stuck in that same quintessence. Heartbreak, one in the same, days change but you're stuck in a game. It's like she's telling you you're young enough to be your uni, somehow the one who sees through me.
Hello.
So we're back.
Are we talking Fast Cash now?
Oh, shit.
Or the Royal Baby?
We can do... Oh, I guess we'll do Cash because I typed it. We can close the Royal Baby thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so me and Kathleen have been all over yesterday on the get rich quick scheme.
Mm-hmm. And today for Catherine.
It started at home, as things do. We got all those books from the basement. And Catherine got all of her clothes. Oh, and my sequin skirt. Okay, pro tip, sequins always sell.
Yeah, so if you have a sequined item, take it to the thrift store. Not one that's like a Goodwill, but a thrift store that buys, and they will probably buy it because sequins are something that never go out of style, and people love to be sparkly.
They've been in since the 20s.
Yeah, the 1920s.
The 1920s, to be specific.
If you're confused.
yeah, take and off your sunglasses. Besides, I had asked her to put them on at first, actually. Oh, really?
Yeah, just because I was I'm in this lazy boy chair.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting very low, and I'm very comfortable.
Okay, fast cash.
Oh, and the other thing was that, as I referenced before as well, textbooks from the trash in the freshman dorms.
Because people, when they leave, are just in desperation mode to, like, completely get rid of everything. So you just, the trash cans are the first spot to look.
You yeah. take them to the Cash for Books guy on Packard. Not my favorite was there yesterday. But
do you know him?
I honestly have never been to the guy we went to yesterday before, but he was fine. All they do is look up the numbers. But it truly is a great way to get some cash to put towards a carpet or as some inspirational barefoot men with rolling suitcases on the hockey team said freshman year, like, to the casino.
And they doubled it.
They truly doubled it.
We have less confidence.
We could go to the casino.
I think we should just get a carpet.
I also have been thinking a lot about starting to do scratch cards.
No
offense to anyone who does scratch cards, but I feel like in the long run, you're not going to win.
You're never
going to
make your money back.
Yeah, Monty was also telling me that, like...
Who's Monty?
My friend. He was telling me that, like, the lottery is basically just a big ploy to steal money from poor people because essentially,
like it makes complete sense.
A universal fact.
Like, well, do you ever see people rolling in cash buying, like,
no, but like
lottery tickets?
I didn't realize that when someone wins the lottery, like, let's say a poor person buys a ticket and wins like $100,000. The U.S. government keeps a third of that, if not two. I think it's a third. So essentially,
well,
they're just making
taxes?
It's like considered tax, yeah.
But so everyone has taxes on their salaries.
Yeah, but I just think it's interesting that, like, so all the money that goes in, so when you buy all these tickets, like, all that money is being combined and that money goes to the winner, but then the government takes a portion of it.
Right.
So, like, they're just getting money.
Right.
Just free
but
money.
They're getting free money when we work. Like, how's that different?
I don't know. It's just like it's poor people.
Technically.
Kelsey's mom won $1 million in the lottery.
Really?
No way.
Yes.
And?
And that's like a fact of her life.
That's so cool.
And I'm curious because, like, a lot of people who win the lottery, like, have trouble in their social lives after, because it's like all their friends kind of expect them apparently to like when give people money.
When like the Powerball, they'll like go and like wear masks because they don't want anyone to know who they are.
Well, it's kind of awkward because like maybe you're like poor and then you get really rich and
everyone's
like, all your
friends
are like, can you buy me a drink? And when you're like, no, they're
not
like,
to mention it's super like actually for kind of poor people when they not, I'm not even talking about winning the lottery, but there was someone from New Jersey like who had like a really good startup idea, and she like kind of made a lot of money and became a successful speaker meant to inspire people from like kind of down and out areas and inspire them to come up with businesses and whatever, and she was like killed because people sometimes like just don't like it gets you or can get people so aggressive, like they don't want to see other people succeeding. It's like, why her, like, whatever. And it's like, when they're already from such, like, dangerous, like, living on the edge type backgrounds, then it's, like, actually is scary.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine with the lottery. Not to mention, like, family stuff. That's Kanye's issue, was, like, he got in such debt because family was asking him for money all over the place.
Yeah. And, like, of course he'd want to, like, pay for, like, I don't know, everyone's like surgeries or something. I don't know.
Right.
But also, I don't know where that came from. But like, everyone's getting surgeries. No, but the first thing, like, also, like, you never know, like, if someone's just like being nice because you won the lottery or if they.
Yeah. How did we start talking about this?
I said I wanted to do scratch tickets.
Oh, yeah, no.
I shouldn't talk to
Massachusetts is the most, like, I think, scratch ticket. Users or winningest, I'm not sure. Probably users, honestly. State, we learned. And that's part of why the Wynn Casino is gonna pop off.
Yeah. Is it a Wynn or an Encore? Do we know?
Well, they dropped Wynn from the name.
Wait, really? Is that a brand? I'm confused.
Yeah, in Las Vegas, there's a Wynn and an Encore, and they're two buildings right next to each other.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming this is the same brand just because they look exactly the same.
Yeah, it's the same. They just dropped Wynn because there were, like, sexual assault allegations against him. Mm-hmm. And the company actually, like, so people say, handled it pretty well. Like, they had a big change in leadership and stuff afterwards. But they also, I think, were trying to keep the Boston project going, like, drop the name.
So I'm confused about the laws of where you can have a casino because...
Yeah,
in like
no
Washington
idea.
State, you can only have a casino in like reservation land.
Same with like in Connecticut. That's like Mohegan Sun.
I thought that was like a national law, but
I don't know how it works. Yeah, I'm excited to go regardless. They're gonna have like a big like thing for concerts and like.
Oh, it's kind of like in the middle of nowhere. But also, when I worked in the sewing studio for like 2 seconds, my boss was saying how, like, I was kind of like, oh, it's such an eyesore, blah, 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 but actually, like, it's a really good thing for this, I don't know what city it's in, but apparently it's going to, like, revitalize the economy and it provide a lot of jobs for people.
Boston.
It's not in Boston.
It's so close to us. It's, like, by Assembly. It might very well might be, like, Somerville.
I don't know what it is. It's not Somerville,
though. We do have to go just to see what it's like.
It's going
to
also have, like, boats going to it, like water taxis
from like downtown Boston,
because it's really first of all, like, there's no parking or something and it's really difficult to get there, and I maybe made this up, but I kind of think it might be to like curtail drunk driving.
Oh,
which is cool.
That is cool.
Do casinos like have no windows? Is that a real thing?
Yes, there's a whole like
science behind it, like a psych thing.
Even the slots, they're designed to make you want to play them.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So having no windows makes you want to play more?
No.
You
like
can't tell how much time has passed.
Yeah, and like, they also, yeah, you don't know what time of day it is. You're kind of disoriented. And also slot machines, like, kind of prompt this, like, mental state called flow, which is like you are so like involved in your game that you're like you forget about the how much time is going past, and like you're really focused on it. And
I also remember learning in like one of my classes last year how like
other primates are much better at understanding like the random nature of like rolling a dice, for example, or like probability. So like humans have the tendency to be like, okay, I've rolled like, you know, this many, I don't know, I've rolled this in a row like this many times, like the next one has got to be it, you know?
Yeah.
But like, and humans like just are literally so bad at doing probability, but like other primates, like other apes, are like actually really good at it in comparison. So people have like designed, you know, little games to measure this that like humans and primates can play, and like primates always beat the humans, which I thought was interesting when it comes to probability.
I actually watched a video of that before too.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess back to music.
Mrs. Artsy, turn the music up a little more. Your curly hair and knitted shorts, that's your fucking signature. I know you wish that I snapped less, took pictures more, and stopped abusing my debit card at the liquor store. Let's reciprocate this feeling that I'm feeling, but my actions and my words tend to occupy a different space. We can flip the page every time we misbehave. I can be your present every Valentine and Christmas Day. This ain't no fucking interlude, I'm really fucking into you. You got my head spinning like a centrifuge. Mm-hmm.
Now love is all I got, I can't live. Love is all I got, only love in my life. Love is all. Love is all I got now. Love is all I got, I can't live. Love is all I got, only love in my life. Love is all. Love is all I got, love is all I got. Live life with love and trust that love will come down to earth and save us all. Love is all I got, I can't live with everything I've lost, because love will come to save us all. So save us. Wake your soul with love in the morning. Feed your soul with love till the evening. Expand your soul with love on the weekend, cause love is all I got. Wake your soul with love in the morning. Feed your soul with love in the evening. Expand your soul with love on the weekend, cause love is all I got. So wake your soul with love in the morning. Feed your soul with love in the evening. Expand your soul with love on the weekend, cause love is all I got. Wake your soul with love in the morning. Feed your soul with love in the evening. Expand your soul with love on the weekend, cause love is all I got. My darling, I can give you what you want if what you want is love. Darling, I can give you what you want. What you want is love. So save us all.
Choose an announcement, Kathleen.
Oh, no. Hey, listen.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I haven't done?
Oh, is ever sing out songs. The songs. Just do the last couple. If you're interested, you can look online as well.
Okay. That song was Love Is All We Got. I don't remember who by because I haven't typed in yet. Before that was Feel Like Making Love by D'Angelo. Before that was Backseat Girl by Megan Cage. Loose Ends by Lil Carner. Ipanema by Still Boozy. And Leaves by Nick Lang. But also looking online would be the move.
Yeah.
Really need any of those. Or Shazam on Snapchat.
Should I read a PSA?
Yeah.
That one's really long.
I'm gonna read
okay,
one.
Okay.
So this one's emergency preparedness PSA. And I'm gonna do it for home fires, because who knows?
Oh, I had a nightmare about a fire in the kitchen the other night.
Let's do preparing for home fires. 4 out of 5 Americans are unaware that home fires are the most common disaster threat. The American Red Cross reminds you to safeguard your family and home by taking simple steps to stay safe in case of a home fire. Install smoke alarms outside each sleeping area and on additional levels of your home. Test each smoke alarm once a month and replace batteries at least once a year. Know at least 2 exits from every room and practice escape routes. To learn more, contact your local American Red Cross chapter.
Yay. We almost started an oil fire last night. Or two nights ago. Was that last night?
Oil was just like poured on the stove and it kind of sparked and then...
burst into flame.
Yeah. Everyone's fine.
Yeah. should we talk about Archie?
Yeah, it's our last topic.
Yeah. So... a new royal baby was born, if you guys didn't already know, to Prince Harry and... or no, he's a duke. Or is he also a prince? He's a prince. And a duke. Yeah. And the Duchess Meghan Markle. Mm-hmm. And they named the baby Archie Harrison.
Yeah.
And I have a funny quote.
Read it.
I was, like, very interested in what... I don't know, the meaning behind the name was... apparently Archie, you were saying, Lauren, is like a... more of like a commoner name, right? It wasn't like... has it even been a name in the royal family before?
No, they said it hadn't been, and neither even had Archibald. But they said it's like a pretty common
name. I think it's a common name people. In
and
the...
it's like Germanic.
Okay. It's like... this 37th most popular name in England or something right now. And apparently Harrison is also a popular name right now. But it's more American because the first person you think of is Harrison Ford, which is what someone from the royal...
thinking of the kid in DTD. Like, truly.
But this was a funny sentence I found in this article. Oh, so Archie apparently means brave.
Oh, yes.
That was cool. Okay, as the firstborn son of a duke, Archie could have assumed the title of Earl of Dumbarton, but he will instead simply be known as Master Archie.
Which is
funny. It's funny because he's a baby.
We were also laughing earlier because I'd read before the name was announced earlier today. I was reading like all this kind of hype stuff where people were guessing. Or no, it was actually on the radio. People were guessing like what their prediction of the name would be, and people were saying like Alexander or like Franklin and like kind
Albert.
Of that would be nods to American culture, but also our like traditional names. And it's just funny because like Archie, we were saying it's a nod to like the hit CW show Riverdale,
and a nod to her. Yes. Illustrious past as an actress.
True.
Oh, guys, the car owner says that we can check it out tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Also, Amy Schumer had her baby.
Oh my god, she didn't. She posted a funny photo about like the Met Gala.
No, it says 10:55 p.m. last night. Our royal baby was born.
Yeah.
Didn't she? She had a really tough pregnancy.
Yeah,
right?
Really bad.
Yeah. What was tough about it, exactly?
She had morning sickness, like, basically throughout the whole, like, really severe. Oh. And then, like, this other condition that was, like, something like
endometriosis. Oh.
Maybe.
That's a different thing. It's like tissue growing on your organs.
It's still
very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that scares me for my future. Mm. But I'm ready to have children right now.
No, You're not.
Hey, you guys listening?
Just making sure this works. You're not.
I love kids.
Hey,
majoring
Mati.
In children.
You listening?
No.
It's an academic, first and foremost. No free
second
time.
Second, an
ever.
Athlete.
Weird brag.
Shut the front door, Catherine.
Well, is there anything else to really say? No Collins this week. No. Are we boring Collins. You guys?
I think this show is a little ramshackle.
I think what it is that we're tired.
Yeah, we're all
I need to
tired.
Work on my desire to be more perma-Joe. which is like permanently having had my Joe. But also I don't want to be reliant on it. So I just want to act like I've had it.
Who's Joe?
Joe's this guy I've been seeing.
Has to always.
Feed him in the morning.
I'm same. I'm also like pro getting sleep.
Yeah. Oh my god, this inspired me to play Coffee by Sylvan Esso.
Oh please, we need to have it. Lauren, did you finish your extra credit assignment?
No.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
On the air. Well, it was Catherine's really one here who's a senior in college now.
Yeah.
I am one.
You guys all listen to me.
Everyone thinks I'm one.
Oh, you're also
who I
the
tell
oldest,
that I'm done with classes.
Yeah. We're all done with classes.
Or done with work. I say that and they think I'm a senior. So, same thing.
Weird.
Okay, I guess let's do music and then we'll say the sign off in like a little. So that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
Get up, get down. my old school crush. Oh, 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 oh. I really wish I knew you back before I knew too much. And it got 1, 2, 3, 4. How many times can I fall in love in a night? What's the difference between you falling childish? Between you and I, this is perfect timing. Hey, just rewind, yeah, just rewind, yeah. I'm having trouble, can you remind me? Who taught you how to move like that? Throw it back, you my old school crush. Oh, 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 oh. I really wish I knew you back before I knew too much. Guess without falling deeper in this trance, just grab my hand and spin around and fall back. Yeah, she wanna live like a rock star, want a supercar, if it sense the Hot Wheels. She want the Louis Vuitton, she already got heels. The list go on and on, got a lot to offer. Let the rhythm push you in the right direction. You're my type, no second guessing. I'm alright, cool, come collect it. Promise I won't bite unless you wanna get aggressive. So what if this was fair? What if right here, right now, we were meant to be together, meet each other in this place? I cannot hear, it's too loud. We should get to know each other, maybe just to be safe. And it would be great if you could explain. Yeah, if you could explain. Who taught you how to move like that? Throw it back, you my old school crush. I really wish I knew you back before I knew too much. Da-da. Thank you.